Legend Network podcast is never late, nor are they early. They arrive precisely when they're meant to. Welcome to the Lord of the Rings Extended, a Middle-earth podcast from explosionnetwork.com. Welcome to the Lord of the Rings Extended, a Middle-earth podcast. Today we're here to talk about the penultimate episode of Season 1 of The Rings of Power. And I'm doing Blight, Jeremy, Ashley Hobley.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here on this penultimate episode.
That's right, today we're talking about Episode 7, The Eye. Survivors of the Cataclysm try to find safety. The Harfoots confront evil. Durin is torn between friendship and duty. Adar considers a new name. Directed by Charlotte Brandstorm, written by John D. Payne and Matt Patrick McKay. What are your thoughts on this week's episode, Ash?
I thought it was really good. You know, obviously we're reeling from the final moments of Episode 6 with Mount Doom blowing up and like all these characters kind of being separated in different... We kind of get some different groups that we weren't... or pairings that we weren't necessarily expecting. You know, and then we do get to go visit some other characters that we didn't see last episode. So I really enjoyed it. I think it's leading up to an interesting finale. Yeah,
I really liked it as well. I think especially the opening 5-10 minutes, whatever it was just, you know, horses on fire, people screaming, dying everywhere. Like, I feel like it done a really good job of like selling that, just how fucked
shit everything is.
Everything is like, it's just crap everywhere. I really enjoyed all of that, and yeah, it was quite funny because I actually watched sort of behind the scenes. Because of PAX happening in Australia this week, we had to watch this and House of the Dragon. Like, I watched them back to back when usually I watch them sort of at opposite ends of the week. And usually I expect to go into this show thinking it's the sort of happier, more light fantasy show. And I watched House of the Dragon first, and I watched this thinking like, oh yeah, that'll be a bit lighter considering what happened in that show. And this one just starts, it's like people on fire, dying, burning. I was like, oh, never mind. Oh,
yeah. It's the same.
I was like, this one's a bit intense until after that first 10 minutes it like cuts to the half foot, so they're like, and merry-go-round the plants. I was like, oh, everything's happy for a second, and then they come over the hill and they're like, and everything's fucked for us too. I was like, oh damn, no, everyone's having a hard time this one. So no, I really enjoyed it. I feel like it's the only thing is, I was like, damn, weird place to leave everything before the season finale. That's my only, like, I don't know, like, it almost feels like last week's episode was the penultimate episode, and this was feels like it should just be like the, you know, wrap, like set everything up for season two sort of thing. But yeah, we got one episode left. So yeah, the pacing and organization of the episodes feels a bit weird to me.
Kind of comparing it to Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Last week's episode definitely felt like a episode 9 of that show.
Yes.
Where it was a massive event, turning point, craziness. And the finale was usually like a coming together after effect, setting up season two.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to get in the season finale.
No, neither.
Other than maybe the Gandalf storyline coming to a head would be the only thing that could possibly...
Yeah.
Well, that or possibly the Durin Elrond thing, but yeah.
Yeah. I feel like one story...
It feels
one
like
of
the Numenor Galadriel Southlands.
For this season.
Mostly, I guess the Halbrand's got to maybe try and get healed or whatever, but...
Yeah. But I mean, like, the Queen set sail back to Numenor. They're not coming
back. We're not going to see them again.
No, I feel like that's the last we see of them until next season.
Yeah.
I feel like, anyway. The other thing is, I know all of us last week were like, you know, pretty 100% certain it was Mordor. How did you feel with the... like the way it was revealed, was it just, you know, like, yes, I know everyone probably thought it, but do you think it makes sense for the show to clarify with the text on the screen sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess. It felt kind of weird for the show to do it that way, but I thought it was kind of an effective moment. I just wonder how they came to that name is my only question.
Well,
did all the orcs in that have a petition competition to name the Southlands?
No, because that's the thing. That's why I thought the scene when it starts, when old mate's like, what's it called then? I'm like, well, he's not going to say it because it's known that Mordor's the Elvish name for that place. Like, that's what they call it. I don't know if the orcs call it. I have no idea if the orcs call it something different. I'm not that much of a Tolkien nerd to know that much. But I know that Mordor, that's what the elves call the Southlands. So if he had named it, I would have been like, that's dumb. So I'm sort of glad he didn't, but it just makes for an awkward scene because they set it up that way. And then because they do the text on the screen, I think they just had a weird scenario and they just chose to clarify it for the viewers, I think. Like, just for a few people who may need to know. Just, in case there was any, hint of, are they fucking with us? If this not Mordor, is this a different place? They were like, let's just clarify.
Yeah, but also, does it, ruin the tension of the Southland people trying to get their homelands back?
Not that
they could, really, or is there any point at this point trying to get their homelands back?
No, I don't feel like it changes anything. You're still on the journey to find out where these people end up, where they end up settling, what happens. You know they're never going to win back their actual home. It's just, I actually think it makes those characters a lot more interesting now because you now know that these people are actually, they actually come from Mordor. They are the last remaining humans that ever lived in Mordor before it was taken over by orcs.
Orcs, yeah.
So I think that's a little interesting bit to tie into it. It's also quite funny looking back now, just, the majority of this show took place in Mordor. Most of it took place in Mordor, and we really had no idea until everything went down. So, it's quite how the whole we was wondering quite often for those first few episodes how the show is going to play out, what the main storyline is. But the first season of the show, one of the main storylines that's actually seen itself through to the and actually completed is Adar completed his mission. He turned this whole place into a completely different place called Mordor. So, but now the thing is, we know that a certain someone's still alive out there somewhere. And we know that they end up ruling Mordor. Not some character we've never heard of called Adar. Because, to clarify, Adar is not a character that you and I don't know from the mythology because we're not Tolkien nerds. Adar is 100% a new character that was created for this show.
Or is he?
No, well, he is a new character from
Or all is accounts. He?
Are you trying to say he's Sauron or
Or is he?
Oh my god. I liked everything that sort of happened there. How do you feel about with sort of the queen versus the captain? The captain's fuck this elf bitch. I should have never saved her. He very much turned. Meanwhile, the queen, who loses her eyesight, is like, this is just the beginning. I'm going to go home and get more troops. Let's come back and fuck shit up. How do you feel about their dynamic there?
I mean, it's interesting that, the queen's lost her eyesight, but she's seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Whereas the captain's purely driven by grief and very much.
Do you think he's actually dead?
No. That's why the horse ran.
Yeah.
Horse is going back to save him.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, he's stuck under there and nobody went to check.
Yeah. Because I think it's very weird if he died like that, to be honest. Because
the town's named after him, isn't it?
I don't remember. All I know is that the
stuff's named after him, so either it could die and it's named after him, or he's still alive and he's gonna be a big enough person that stuff's gonna be named after him, so.
Weirdly uneventful death as well.
He saved a bunch of people in a burning building. Yeah, I know.
They did that whole you never uneventful. See the body. You don't see the body, you don't believe.
You never see the dead, body. Yes. So, not like his old mate.
Rule. Number one rule. Yeah, old mate rolls out. Definitely see the body. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a weird thing going on there. When we go over to Halffoot Town, We got the Stranger and everything happening there.
Yeah.
And then we also have Gandalf. Then we also have the arrival of the, I guess, other strangers. Yeah. and everything that's going on there. So there's a little bit to break down here. The Stranger does sort of rejuvenate
the trees
and everything like that, and like blossoms and everything. So we have seen him have, he definitely has power-wise every sort of, I guess, element.
Mm-hmm.
You can tap into every, you know, ice, fire,
you can do a
nature,
lot.
Ground power, you can do a lot. And he's still trying to follow the stars, which I don't really understand, but the dude gives him a map and says, you haven't been seen for 1,000 years, you'd have to walk forever to find them. All that sort of stuff. Do you have any idea of like where, like in the penultimate episode, you're saying hopefully we see this story somewhat revealed or a little bit more coming into the finale?
I suspect there'll be some sort of confrontation
between
the Stranger and the other strangers.
So what do you make of them?
Hopefully we get some names next week. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. What do you think of the three other people then who apparently can just teleport in a blink of an eye?
Yeah, they're very fast. Mm. You know, and they don't give a fuck. You know? No chill. Burn shit down. Clearly they're tracking him. For what means, I don't know. But I'm excited to find out. Is he Sauron? Is he Gandalf? Is somebody we don't know? It's hard to say.
He's definitely not a Balrog, though, apparently.
I think we've ruled that out. He's not a Balrog. He's not the Balrog we saw in the trailer, yes.
No. The Balrog was seen in this episode, but it was not the Stranger.
It was still cool.
It was still cool. We'll get to that in a sec. But so you get, I can't remember the characters, Brandy and Dairy and whatever. All the half-foots.
Half-foots.
They're like chasing after him next episode. Do you reckon they're actually going to catch up, or do you reckon they're going to like show up and the people have already found him?
I think they'll find him.
Okay.
But they might not necessarily be able to get back.
Hmm. Okay. You reckon they're just going to get separated, like for the whole rest of the show, sort of thing?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Typical Lord of Rings story.
You know, and then they kind of trek their way back, and turns out that was Hobbiton the whole entire time.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah. They set up shop where the whatever they're called, their huts got destroyed because they've got no more wheels. They're one wheel.
Good point. No wheels. And then over in Elrond and
Durin
town.
Man,
sad stuff's happening.
Yeah, so beautiful and emotional.
Mm.
Like old Durin opening up.
Yeah, I think the best scene of the show, I think, was just the scene where Elrond walks in, Durin just gives him that look, and then Elrond comes down, he goes to say goodbye and all that stuff, and then Durin just has like that tear in his eye and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
that scene there, I think it was one of the best ones.
I mean that, and then there's also a scene where they're mining and like he tells him, you know,
all dwarves have their own names, his real name or whatever.
Yeah, he says save it. Yeah. Emotional. Yeah. Love those two.
Yeah, they definitely are, I think, the best.
I miss the pairing in the show, yeah.
Yeah, best pairing in the show, that's for sure.
And even Deesa, isn't it? His wife?
Yeah, Deesa.
She's great in this episode as well.
Yeah. She's like, your dad's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I shouldn't have called him a piece of shit.
Yeah. But he is.
Shouldn't have said Lars was in his beard.
Yeah,
I don't like it when you slag off my mother. So
yeah, I like how then he's like, I can say that because your mother has lice in it or whatever, you know. Like,
yeah,
he's like, I'm just joking. It was funny. When they find he manages to dig through and find all that mithril, which there is a fuck ton, like we can clearly see
massive roots all the way down massive to the bottom roots. Of the mountain.
But yeah, what do you make? So he the king for whatever reason decides to chuck that leaf through there because that's good at. Like, he has no idea what's going
on. The leaf
happen,
that so. Looked like it cleared up with the mithril.
Oh, and 100% cleared up with the mithril. That's what they saw on the table. That's what why Deesa and that call him back. So he chucks a leaf in there and it floats down and down and down right to the bottom of the mine, which It's hard to say how far that is because, you know, like they could have sped up, but it's meant to be like obviously quite a distance.
It's a long distance.
Very fucking far time. But the Balrog is awoken. Do you think it's just hinting at like the danger of within, or we're actually going to see something with a Balrog in the next episode? Or
no, I think it's just potentially a looming threat within the minds of under the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure at some point they'll be digging deeper. Yeah. And, you know, it's going to be down there.
Yeah, well, waiting
to snatch up a certain great wizard sometime in the future.
We know that they're going to dig Mithril some way or another.
Yeah.
Because we know the elves get it. And we know that they make stuff with it. It's just a matter of what's the story that leads to that point is the intrigue at this point, I guess.
You know, because we end the episode, Elrond's banned from the banished.
He's banished from
Durin is
Dwarf Town.
Stripped of all his titles.
Yep.
And then again, another great scene with Deesa, where she's like, all that stuff in that mine, it's ours. It belongs to us. You are going to be king of everything, yeah. So
she more or less says, your dad will die eventually.
We're going to take it all.
Yeah.
Everything is ours, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. Is there anything else?
Am I missing? No, you know, Galadriel is journeying with the little kid. No, they have the reunion. His parents and Hot Elf are together.
Yeah.
They're alive, I guess.
Yeah, Halbrand's got to get healed by the elves.
Halbrand's got to get healed by elves.
That's what's so...
Yeah, I mean, it was very sad when the queen kind of realized she was blind and not... They weren't.
That was actually a good scene where she's like, will the smoke ever clear or whatever?
Yeah, and them all kind of realizing.
Yeah, at the same moment.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, like the branch just misses her face.
Yeah, I was watching that guy, fucking hell, you should duck, lady. And then...
I knew she was going to be blind as soon as like the fire hit her face, you know. So
yeah, you could definitely tell the way it was like shot and stuff. You're like, her face just got fucked up. But then she came out the next scene. She was like, "I'm fine." I'm like, "Okay, maybe not. Never mind." But all right. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode of The Lord of the Rings Extended. Of course, if you would like to check out some other shows happening on explosionhope.com right now, there is the aforementioned South of King's Landing, where we're discussing the House of the Dragon, the other fantasy show that's happening. It has a couple more weeks left in that. We only got one more episode, of course, of The Rings of Power. So finale next week next week. No, this week. Mm. Fuck. It's weird to do this late. So
yeah,
this week. Crazy. But yeah, South of King's Landing still got a couple more weeks left in it. All new Marvel cast. We're just wrapping up She-Hulk this week as well for that. If you want to talk some superhero stuff over there. Over in the sci-fi world, you've got Going Rogue on the Holocron Entries podcast feed, where we're talking about Andor. That still has quite some time left in it, so you want to be checking that out. And then for everything else, movies, TV, media-related stuff, make sure you're subscribed to What Do You Want to Watch? And keep your eyes on explosionhope.com for everything else as well, of course. Until next week, we'll be discussing the finale.